Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not at this, just complain. Started in fight, just strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fair kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We're polishing up our act.
that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have no answer. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Right. brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Talk about, he loves us whether or not we know. Well, you absolutely don't want to deny him. I'm your host, the Sheikh Al Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we are, again, excited about this episode of Black Power Radio. We want to welcome you and your crew to Black Power Radio. We're in the city of Washington, D.C., a potentially fair city and nevertheless a beautiful city, and we hope that you are in a place of comfort wherever you are on your geographical location on 196,940,000 square miles. We hope that you're at peace. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. The peace that only the Almighty God can give this hour. We wish this for you and your network, your family, and your friends. Have peace at this hour as we go in tonight for resolutions. Oh, my. And what actually is on your 2023 agenda and why. And there's so much on the table tonight. It is a broad spectrum. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. You could have tuned in tonight on your dumb phone. Some bought their dumb phone. I see three dumb phones are present. And on down the line, they have some smartphones, right? There's two paranoid and at least three Androids as well. So we're happy that you tuned into Black Power Radio, for you could have went to a bar mitzvah tonight. You could have been out playing tennis, golf. Some of you play volleyball and snuckles and everything you could imagine. You could have went to the rugby game tonight, but you decided to come on in here to Black Power Radio, and we're so damn glad that you did. And we're going to make you happy tonight because I want you to do one thing and one thing only, as to buckle your seatbelts and sit back and enjoy the ride tonight, because you're here live on Black Power Radio with Sheikh Al Imam Akbar, and we promise you, not a roller coaster ride, but we promise 2 hours of excitement, exciting radio participation with a vast listening and a vast participating audience. And we want to hear from you all tonight. So welcome as we tune in. We want to bring up our 301 and see what we got out here tonight. And just bring it live. It ain't no job. So bring it live on 301 and welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. Black of the Black.
Black Power.
Black Power.
We are so glad to be with our people tonight. I'm telling you now. So I know we were talking about Brother Shed Ewing's in Norman, Oklahoma yesterday, and we're definitely going to get on that. But since... at 36, well, I'll get back to it, but a 36-year-old brother shot and killed on April 9th in Norman, Oklahoma. That's known as Tornado Alley, known for catastrophes, and at the OK Corral down in Oklahoma. But I just want to give it to our beloved queen, sister, mother of New York City, of Brooklyn, honoring Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad for his birthday celebration, along with Dr. Umar Johnson. And she can tell you all about it. Now I'll get back to our brother who was slain. Sister Yaya, are you there? Black Power, can you unmute? Are you there? Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. We may have lost one. I'll come back to it. I'll come back to it. I'll just ask our brother Phil Marshall to come on in, and our national field marshal, Brother Karan, to come on in and give us a quick synopsis of what's going on down there. And I'm going to quick back over to Sister Yah while y'all doing that.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, thank you. National Minister of Defense, I appreciate you for all your hard work, your dedication, and your day in and day out grind, even with the chips down, we all got to stay down. You know what I mean? We got to keep up. We appreciate everybody in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We appreciate y'all for y'all diligence, y'all due diligence. And we appreciate y'all for y'all social media presence. Very heavy out there. Every time we turn on the Facebook, Instagram, we got 1,000 Panthers. We just want that same Panther love coming outside. Want y'all to come to these events. Show y'all face. We want y'all to go out there and protect y'all neighborhoods. That's the first mandate of the new year from the Field Marshal Department. Protect your neighborhood. Twice a week, 3 hours to 4 hours a shift. That
Black
should be
power.
Everybody's Black Power initiative to do that twice a week. So we won't have no more Lavelle Lanes. We won't have no more catastrophes. We won't have no more homicides, brutalities. Get off your ass and go out there, pound the pavement 2 days a week, 4 hours a day. What else you doing? What else you doing with your gun? What is your gun for? Sit on the shelf, collecting bullets? Go out there and put it to use if you really want to be about that life. So that's the mandate from the National Field Marshal's Office. If you got any questions, 646-513-6695. Get Black to me. If you can't Black up, Black the fuck off. Black power.
Black power. And I got Sister Y'all on the line, too, to give you a quick thank you very much, National Field Marshal, Brother Karan, holding it down and always boots on the ground, always a very wise brother to follow. And I got our beloved Queen Mother, Sister Y'all on the line. Are you with us, Sister Y'all?
Yes, I'm here, but my phone is ringing off like crazy. But and that's all good. But I'm proud of Karan. Karan and I work together, and he know how hard Queen Mother is, and so if he know what to do, and I trust that he will do what is needed to do. But see, New York is nothing to play with, and the revolution is nothing to play with. But New York is got a special ting to it, you know. It's a so goes New York. So goes the world. So you can't just come in New York and tiptoe through the tulips. You really got to do the work and put the work in. And it's 22 years now that not only have we continued to pay the tribute to Khalid, but also we have built the line. See, it's okay to hold the line, but you got to build the line at the same time. You know, you gotta fish. If the fish is not catching on one side, then you throw the net on the other side. But you gotta. Boy, the phone is jumping. My phone is jumping for Dr. Khalid Azizi Muhammad in the spirit of this great brother, this great warrior. I remember when Khalid used to line them up on the outside of UAM, and the brothers would line up, the soldiers, and you know what I mean, it was so exciting to see that we had warriors in our community, warriors who was willing to stand up and fight and die under the great leadership of the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He was fearless. In fact, when they knew he was coming to New York, a lot of Negroes would get out of town. Because they know Khalid was coming in to speak the truth, to tell the truth, you know, and do whatever was necessary. But we got to build a line. And that means that it takes time. You know, we've been fighting this here for a long time. So if you think you can just walk in New York and tiptoe through the tulips, it's not going to work like that. You got to put the time in. And then you got to choose the right folks. You see, we got people who pretend to be with us, but they're working with the other people against us. So we have to be careful about who we let in, because we may be letting the enemy in and these all around us. So we have to keep fighting. But I say on January the 12th, 23, we will be in Brooklyn, and we will be celebrating the birth and life of Khalid Muhammad. And in February the 17th is the resurrection of the mind and the spirit of Khalid. So we have a celebration this month of his birth, and then we have another foot soldier work in tribute to resurrect the spirit in the mind of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He was one of the greatest black men that I ever walked and seen and been with in my revolutionary life. Malcolm X was my first revolutionary love. And when I was coming home last week, there was a big X in the clouds. I said, "Oh, Malcolm, what are you saying to me?" The spirit says, "By any means necessary. Ain't no excuses. There's no way out. We got to fight." Khalid said, "You got to fight this cracker. Ain't no way out." You see, you can't just, you know, tiptoe through the tulips and think it's all right and it's all good. How long are you going to be able to fool these young people? These young people are ready to do battle, but they need to be directed. And we talk about the ones, well, what about the youth shooting down each other? Well, they were doing that when Doc was here. They was doing that when Malcolm was here. They've been doing this, huh? We have to reclaim our children. The enemy has stole our children. It stole their mind and their spirits and their hearts. And we have to reclaim that. We can't just sit back and complain about it. We got to get them back. And so in the spirit of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, our youth was so inspired. The Million Youth March here in New York, in Harlem, inspired by the great Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And I'll never forget that day. They had hundreds of soldiers. They had them devils in the back on horses to come in. And then they had them in the helicopters. They had them on the roof. They had them on the ground. They had them inside of stores, inside of people apartments. Oh, they had to expect for us to bleed that day. But you know, many of them ended up in the hospital, and we were safe and unharmed. So that's a great general day for Dr. Khalid, that he was able to hold a crowd and keep that bloodshed back for my people. So we have to honor a great man like that who never gave up, who always fought, and his spirit lives in us. He has not died. The militarism has resurrected in the spirit of Dr. Khalid. In fact, with Stone Mountain, when they had about 2,000 soldiers, that's where Khalid was staying up in Stone Mountain. I said, look at that. Look at that. Khalid's spirit is not dead. His spirit lives, and it lives in each and every one of us. So we got to keep fighting. So on this great day, we will have some youth coming forth with their messages. And we will have soldiers coming forth with their messages and other things that we don't discuss for the enemy to hear. You know, he'll make them work for it. Zoom. I call it the FBI lineup. I'm not into that. You know, they want to get anything, they got to work for it. And I'm glad to know that Karan, it's still holding the line, and somebody believed in him. And so we got to believe in our young people to keep them fighting and standing up. So we're going to hold the line here in Brooklyn, New York, in Harlem, because they're calling from everywhere. They're calling from everywhere. So it's all good. So we're looking forward to everyone who can come out on January the 12th. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Brooklyn, New York. My number is 929-624-4142. 929-624-4142. Call because the seats are limited.
Sister Yan, I have a band of your supporters down in South Carolina that plans to make a trip. So may say a few words to South Carolina. Is our chairman, Brother Ty, online right now? Is he on?
Yeah.
Right here, loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
Right here.
Greet brother. He's going to bring a few of his troops out of South Carolina. I just want you to greet Sister Yah's been hosting the Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad Day for 22 years, and she's going to bring a Grand Slam Day to Brooklyn this time, and we're proud of the work. So there she is, Brother Ty, and there you are, Sister Yah.
Yes,
hey,
Black Power.
I'm glad to be here, and I love to hear my black sisters just step up, and I can hear the strongness in your voice and the sincerity in your aura, and I love that right there. Genuinity is the big, it's the great thing that I love, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're right here in South Carolina, and we're listening to you, and, you know, your voice is just inspiring, you know what I mean? So, we're right here, we got your back. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Black Power. I love South Carolina. I met a brother through a conference, a black farmer, who also, he tests the soil so to know where to plant, what to plant, and how to plant it. And so we're linking up because, see, we can't free ourselves if we can't feed ourselves. We got to be able to feed ourselves. You see, when they just make a decision that they're no longer going to bring food into our community, hello? So what we going to do? I was teaching some first graders and second graders and third graders. I said, what if they decide that they're not going to bring any more food to feed us? You know what the little boy said? He was about 6 years old. He said, then I'll take it. So I said, why don't we do this? Plant our own food, grow our own food, and feed ourselves. So we won't need them to bring food. We will have the net. Turner food truck come in, the Harriet Tubman food truck come in, so we'll be able to feed ourselves. So the chant went like this: when we feed ourselves, we free ourselves. And what are we talking about? We're talking about land. We're talking about being able to grow our own food, provide our own shelter, manufacture and produce our own clothing. These are things that are of significance and importance. And this is what we got to instill in those young people. And bringing them to the South is an awesome thing to do. I'm from Alabama, you know, and I grew up where we had a slaughterhouse. We never went to the meat market. I grew up where we had chickens, and we had hogs, too. We had chickens, hogs, and we had a smokehouse. And our vegetables and everything grew out there. And I thought we were poor because we weren't going into the city to get food from the supermarket. But, you know, I look at it now that we were very rich and very fortunate because we were raised to see how we could produce our own food and produce our own shelter. And so these are things that are of significance that we have to instill in our children and get them to understand that they are not just consumers for other people's consumership, but we can also build for ourselves, produce for ourselves, and manufacture and do these things. These things are of significance because when you rule out economics, what do you have? Huh? How are you going to produce anything? So South Carolina, I'm looking forward to being there. We're going to be setting up a Black Farmers Conference in South Carolina, North Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, all throughout the South. And I'm looking forward to that. So I'm looking forward to being able to be in contact with you so that we can bring in more people to see that without land, we can't produce anything. We must have land to feed ourselves, clothe ourselves, shelter ourselves, and educate our own. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power. That's the thing about it. You know, we got a lot of land around here that they stealing as we speak. The same way they stealing land in Africa. They stealing diamonds and ivory. They stealing people's minds. They're trying to make you think that, yeah, you're poor if you ain't living a life that the white man lives. But like you just stated, you know, we rich in spirit and we rich in different kind of ways that sometimes we don't realize it. But we got to have an outer body experience and see what we got and see what we're working with. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we are
the ones that did most of the labor to build this country, to build D.C., to build New York, to build and do all the fields, the sugar cane, the cotton. We did all the labor, and we came up with the idea.
That's right.
Now we got to start managing, because it seems like we got a lot of mismanagement going on. So if everybody stepping their part, then there we go. We got what we need, and then we're going to just take this over. We're going to take over what belongs to us.
That's right.
You know, this time we're going to appreciate
that little
it. We're not going to take anything for granted.
Mm-hmm.
That little six-year-old boy said, we're going to take it. You see, that's the spirit. Them the warriors that's coming forth. We're going to take it because it's ours. We are descendants of the ones who built the greatest nation in the whole world off the backs of our ancestors. And because of that, we feed the whole world. The whole world eats from this table here. And it was our ancestors who built it. So rightfully so, it's ours. And rightfully so, we will take it. Dr. Khalid said in his last message, my belated husband and I hosted his last message. His last message, he said, enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. Huh? He said, we got brothers and sisters who are wearing mud cloth and kente cloth, and they got every book in the world. Books we never read, books we never heard of. And he said, got every picture on the wall, but they ain't got a goddamn thing on the ball. He said, enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. So that is a great message that he left with us. We have all of these, and I ain't knocking Kwanzaa. We got all this culture stuff. But if you're not fighting against the enemy who wish to take your life, and those who are not even born yet, they have already taken theirs. If we don't resist, then we don't have no culture. What culture you got and you don't resist your oppressor? Huh? Huh? You going to let him murder and kill your children, your babies, your husband? Huh?
Unborn.
We're not going to allow that no more. That's time out for that. That's what Khalid was teaching us. Huh? That's right. It's time for us. It's talking about reparation, reparation. They can't repair the damage that they did. It's not, we're not for sale with that. But you're going to pay. But Khalid Muhammad said,
right.
he said, you know, the trinkets and all that stuff that they give us, the monetary of things, is insignificant. He said, that cracker got to bleed. Hello? He got to bathe this earth with his blood for what he did to us. Only God Allah could repay that. Only God Allah could do that. Only God can do that. We don't have the wickedness that was done to us. They have already programmed us to be losers, that children who are not yet even born has been cursed. Huh? So how long are we going to stay with this? Huh? Shooting our babies down, incarcerating our babies, and killing the mothers and killing the fathers and miseducating our babies and telling them they ain't nobody, telling them they don't have a history. Huh? So they come out and they take their history. They take the devil's history. That becomes their history. That becomes their story. How long are we going to do this? How long are we going to allow this? It's on us. You know, we can't wait for no abracadabra. Ain't no goddamn abracadabra. We got to fight this cracker. Straight up. Now, listen, some of y'all think I came here to teach y'all to hate the white man. God, I don't know abracadabra. We got to fight. We got to fight. On every corner, there must be resistance. And these young people, they're responding to the leadership of resistance. Huh? They said this other stuff ain't working. We're not providing any businesses and jobs for them. So they get set up selling drugs. And then they end up in the penitentiary. on a lockdown doing slave labor, huh? So how do we get in this and shut it down? Huh? We can't blame it all. Well, these people, they're not doing this. I got a phone call from one of the soldiers. He told me, he said, well, what is the party doing to stop the killing and stop the shooting? Well, my question to him is, what is you doing to stop the shooting and the violence? Huh? You're looking for other people to do things that you can do or maybe you should be doing. Everybody got their play in this thing. Some are soldiers, some are ministers, some are cooks, some are designers, some are scientists, some are doctors, some are nurses. Everybody got a play in this thing. And we got to put it all together to make it work. Without unity and without love, we are powerless people. But when we come unified and when we come together with love in one another, love in ourselves, and standing together, we will have a victory in 23. You know, and we can never give up and never stop talking about it. We got to keep talking it and walking the walk and talking the talk. And one day, we will be the victorious one. So I say, y'all hold the line. Build a line.
Hey, Queen Sister.
Stay strong.
Queen Sister, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How do you feel about the attacks they did on, as you mentioned, our unborn, as far as they attacking our young people's minds and telling them when they have a baby at the hospital, would you like to get your tubes tied? That's what they tell them after they have a baby. You need to go on and get your tubes tied now. And telling them that having two babies is ideal, you know, a boy and a girl, or just two babies or whatever. No, the way we did, we had 10 kids, 12
there,
kids,
there you go.
15 kids.
There
I have
you
a
go.
Cookout, right.
13
you know,
in my family.
Way, I can go to New York. I can go to D.C. I can go to Baltimore. I can go to North Carolina. I can go to Georgia. I can go to Tennessee. And guess what? I got family everywhere, for real. This ain't no just talking now. I'm talking about, man, I got so
that's
much
right.
family. But you know what, though? The people that's under me. And myself, too, I ain't really got that many kids. And the people that's under me, that's younger than me, I ain't really got that many kids. When did this start? Did this start when they started talking about, oh, yeah, it's high risk to have a baby past 35. It ain't high risk. It's high risk for white people to have a baby.
That's right. That's
people
right.
My family,
cause my mother had me at
50.
40.
Thank you.
Yes.
45 and 50 and 53 and 55 to having babies. If God didn't want you to have a baby, then he'll take that gift away from you. But you don't just do like the white man, which is a deformity of a black person that came from us as a deformity. You don't.
That's right.
Any ways that culture. Am I right?
That's
they're
right.
People,
sure
hey,
you're right.
If they came out with this new abortion law, they're telling people now, oh, yeah, well, you can take this birth control or we can put this thing in your arm or whatever. You need to use Urana or whatever kind of things like that. They're trying to stop our babies from being born before they
that's
even
right.
get in the stomach now because they know
that's
this
right,
abortion
brother.
Law that came
that's
out.
Right. They're shutting down. They're doing a genocide. But check this out, though. Now, look at it. This devil, his sperm count is on a down low. That's why he's saying to the white women, you got to have babies. He's saying white women have babies. They don't want them getting an abortion because they're just about to be extinct. And it comes from the Almighty. It comes from the Almighty. He's shutting down their production. They won't even be able to exist anymore. So what they're doing now, they want to exist through the black woman, exist with the black man, so that they can plant their seed there so that they can continue to survive because they know that they things just about up. And they got one way to exist, and that's through that black woman and through that black man. And we got
and
to be woke on.
Black power.
Yeah.
And see what they do. They try to say it like, they try to make it like they don't want a black man to mess with they people or whatever like that. But they really do because when we inject our DNA into them, it makes them stronger. Where the sun gives them cancer, it gives us vitamins and it gives us life, happiness. When we don't get no sun, it makes us depressed. You understand what I'm saying? So they try to act like they don't want us to mess with their women, but really they want us to. They want us to do the opposite of what
they
do. You know what I'm saying? man, a psychology
Black
game. But don't fuck with them fucking devils, though. Don't inject your DNA into them to make them stronger. You know what I'm saying?
They're
working hard to the black woman right now. They're trying to, boy, I can't. Hey, hold
black
on.
Power. Let me speak on that. Black power. I want to speak on that. There's a conspiracy. There's a conspiracy going on right now with certain black women that are purposely going to the enemy, not the white man. I don't even call them the white man. I call them the enemy. That's the flat-out truth, and we can't shake it. When we say it like enemy, it sounds better, like that black woman is sleeping with the enemy. You understand? So there is a conspiracy of a group of black women that are influencing other black women to not mess with black men. That is the conspiracy. Black power.
Yeah, that's a spirit of unconsciousness and not knowing what their real history is and what their real culture is. Because anytime you hate yourself and you rather be with the enemy than to be with your own mankind that the Creator gave you, then you are there's a retardation there.
That's a mental disorder.
It's a mental
you know
illness.
What I'm saying?
It's a mental illness, but you know, but there's a confusion now. When this do exist, when we go into having these devils babies, now it's a confusion. They don't know whether I'm black and I'm white. You know, my dad is white, my mom is black, or my mom is white and my dad is black. So now I'm confused. Now, when I go to the line, I don't know who to shoot. I don't know because,
right.
You know, I'm black and I'm white. So that's why the Honorable Marcus Garvey said, he said, do not mix the race. I mean, and he was talking this in the 1917 and 1920s. He said, don't mix the race.
100 years ago.
Even our children go out against us. You know, our children go out against I don't like to use that term step, but one of my husband's wives, one of his other wives, he had children by. His son went out and married one married white girl. He married her, but my husband, my belated husband, and I was not in attendance, and he despised me to this day. I said, I didn't stop your father. Your father was an African nationalist culture. African nationalists, and you ask him to come and for him to give you away to this demon. I couldn't do it, and my husband, he didn't do it. We didn't show up, and that young man to this day resents me because he felt that I had influence over his baba, but his baba had already made that decision even before he had met me. So there's a confusion going on. We cannot be mixing with the devil and carrying his babies and his seeds. We were raped and forced to do that many years ago. And in some cases, it's still going on in some places. But we can't do that, you know, because you got confusion going on now. Because the children are saying, I'm mixed, I'm black, and I'm white. You know, I can't make a decision of revolution against my enemy, alleged enemy, because my parents are a mixed marriage. So, you know, we got a whole lot of things rolling up against us, but at the same time, we got a whole lot going for us because we are the ones who built this country, the one that feeds the whole world. They're feasting from the table of our ancestors. So what do we do with that? We take that and fast forward it to doing for ourselves and producing those young people that needs to come and understand clearly their history and who they are. And we don't just have black women talking about just being with the devil. We got black men that don't want to date black women. So We got some issues going on there, but certainly they're not the majority. The majority of them are us who are fighting to be free who are only wanting to be with their own kind. And so that there is a step forward, that at least we have the capacity and love for ourselves to at least love each other and produce our own. And that's so significant and important. But the bottom line is that we got to fight this, Cracker. There ain't no way out. You got to fight. Yes, I know you're listening, Cracker, but we got to fight, you know, and we will win because it's in the cards for us to be the victorious one. This fight won't be over until we win. So I say black power, and in the spirit of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. There is no way out. We're going to have to fight. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. The other comrades that wanted to chime in, I know we've got Black Lightning hosting a few out there on the front line in the D.C. region. Brother Ty.
I think we got Brother Ronnie on the line. We got Brother Ronnie on, Captain Ronnie on the line. I don't know if he wanted to chime in.
He's right there in Harlem or Brooklyn right now.
Is Black Power?
Black Power, you got Brother Ronnie? Black
yes,
Power.
Sir. Black Power. The only thing I could say at this time is that we were created by the Creator himself to end the person of the Creator. We are in his image. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing on this planet Earth that's going to be able to prevent us from moving forward as the Creator has chosen for us to do. I say this, and I've said it before, the only way this beast would ever be able to stop us from succeeding and retaking our righteous place on this planet Earth, he would have to destroy the universe from which we are a part of. If the white man wanted to destroy the black race, he would have to destroy the universe first. And I say good luck with that, because it's not going to ever happen. So there's nothing on this planet Earth that this man could do to prevent us from rising up and reclaiming our righteous place on this planet Earth as the original people that God has chosen to be his representatives. And that's my take on the whole situation. We're going to have to fight. There is no question about it. You're dealing with a savage and a beast that only understands one thing, and that is a force greater than his. And we are that force greater than his. So no matter what he throw before us or at us, we will come through it, because righteousness and truth is on our side, has been, always will be, and will continue to be. And we must represent that righteousness and truth by standing up against the evil and wickedness this beast is forcing upon our people. He has been for hundreds and hundreds of years. But what he needs to understand is there's a new generation of people here. We're not going to walk around the corner singing "We Shall Overcome" while they bustle up upside our head. We will meet him on the ground that he stands on with a force that's just as strong as his. And I guarantee you, when that time comes, victory will be ours, says the Creator of my soul. And I stand on that firm conviction until I am no longer here on this planet Earth. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Yes. That's
black
right.
Power.
Strong talk. Strong talk. That's right. And I love it when the black man stands. When the black man stands, the black woman stands. We cannot be separated. We must be together. We must stand together. We must fight together. And we must produce together. Black power. And I'm
black power.
I always love to see a black man take a stand. And I love it when they stand up. No matter what the odds is, stand up, black man. No matter what the odds are, stand up, black woman. No matter what the odds are, our children, stand up. and we are most definitely going to win this fight. So we
Black
got
power.
To keep that light
Black
on,
power.
Black power.
Black,
and we Black are power. The Black Panthers for a reason. We are the Black Panthers. We were, before we was born, we was the Black Panthers. Before we were born, we were the Black Panthers. And but they tried to suppress those millions and billions of those that are coming. They're trying to shut it down. But they, as the brother just spoke with great wisdom, he can't shut down the universe because he don't have the power to do so. And so, therefore, we are the ones, and we will,
That's
and
right.
we will win. Oh yeah, we got to keep
That's
the
right.
and we got to keep the fight up and inspired. These children think we nothing but just pumps and whips.
Well, I want you all to know tonight that Most Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad was challenging. He asked him to pretty just tone it down just a little bit. See, I can't tone down. I can't sit down. I must stand up and deal with this goddamn cracker. And I'm telling you tonight, brother and sister, and if they shoot me down, they can kill the revolutionary, huh? But I mean, goddamn if they can kill the revolution. And they shoot
that's
me down,
right.
10, 11, 20, that's 30 more that's going to rise up right out of my immediate bloodline. Huh?
Come on.
Because there can't no grave hold my body down, my mind. And we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. We're coming in the name of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, and we don't have any problem dealing with their opposition and managing our way. We are doing
that's
like the Sister Yah was alluding to earlier. The food in the land of Harriet Tubman and food coming off Nat Turner land. We don't need this goddamn cracker to live. You just been dependent. They got a spike in your arm and you won't take it out. You're strong enough and bold enough, intelligent enough to take it out. But your allegiance to the opposition is much greater than your alliance with the Black Revolution. And you must get on revolution today. As I pass that mic on down, I want you from you all tonight. I just want to fire it up and just keep it moving, my mind. There are many others out there.
Absolutely. Black
power.
National chairman. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. We got your back.
Black power.
Our national chairman, y'all. Shaky Mama.
You can tell that right away, brother. That brother is fire.
Yes, sir. Motto. I feel like when Khaled was talking to, Dr. Khaled was talking about his revolutionary father, he was saying the minister was his revolutionary father, you know, and that's how I feel about our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Yes, sir. Much respect to that brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power, black power.
Yes, black power.
Sir, did you you had somebody on the line? And we get revolutionary like that. Dr. Collins flashback right now. So we were talking about Shed Ewens, 36 years old, shot and killed April 9th in Norman, Oklahoma. The family seeks charges because the DA said, well, stand your ground law. And he said that he was jogging. And he was jogging, and the guy almost ran him over with the car. And he went over to confront him about it, and the guy shot him. And then they want to claim he had mental issues and all that. And then the guy, when he unidentified guy shot him, so we'll call him what's his name, Zimmerman Part Two, in a way, you know. So I think when they did that in the broad daylight, they did it in broad daylight. 11:30 in the afternoon, and he didn't have a knife, he didn't have a gun,
and shot him down like Trayvon Martin. So they wanted to say that he came over towards him aggressively. Well, I guess he would be a little pissed off if you just almost ran him over, but still, he shot him down like a dog. And that was in Norman, Oklahoma, Tornado Alley. So, it was I don't think it was coincidence that it was a college right down the street. And they were having Parents Day. They were having Parents Day, and they had their families and stuff down there. So I think it was a setup, and they did it on purpose. And the man wasn't even charged. He had his 10-year-old son in the back seat, and Brother Shed Evans. He had 5 children that he left behind, and they're grieving, and his family, they're seeking justice in Norman, Oklahoma, Tornado Alley. So it was malfeasance of the law on behalf of the DA down there. His name is Greg. Greg Mashburn. Greg Mashburn. That's malfeasance of the law, and also he betrayed the trust of we the people. He went against the volition of we the people, and if they don't want to charge the man with anything, then we the people need to charge them with their gross malfeasance. Black power. See how they want to rise up against us and shoot us in broad daylight and get away with it? They're trying to show old Jim Crow law. They're trying to say, here, let's test the temperature and see what you get. So this is what they get. They get it like this, And there is no in-between. They either is with us or they is not with us. Black power.
I want to chime in on that. Correct. Is the brother Shed Ewing was jogging, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just like the brother in Georgia that was shot, correct?
Ahmaud Arbery.
All right. So I'm thinking to myself, we as black men need to stop jogging outside. We need to go to our damn gym or get a jump rope and go in the backyard. Because either we're going to keep getting gunned down for jogging, which shouldn't be a case, or we got to take that as a serious sign that if you are a black man running down the street, you are potentially going to get taken for a crook, a robber, a killer, or just somebody that don't want to see a black man running, like these instances we're talking about. So we need to stop jogging around like we these crackers or these enemies because we see them doing it. We need to just go to the gym, go on a treadmill, get a bike in your house, or get a jump rope. Stop running down
the
street.
The woods.
I want to run down the street. I'm going to continue to run down the street.
It keeps happening and keep happening. So either
I want to turn in on that, brother.
Because we got to protect our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods are not safe, even for us. How can we be in our neighborhoods jogging and still get killed? We're not protected on no level. So we have to protect our neighborhoods. This is another form of protection we need to provide. Our brothers and sisters can't jog without
controlling
getting shot.
The neighborhood, so that don't happen.
You dig? Mm-hmm. Our brothers and sisters can't jog without worrying about getting shot again. So
I would like to chime in,
black
brothers. I would like to chime in on that. So this is my take on that. I say we shouldn't give up one inch to them. All right, we should not give up our freedom and our liberty to jog in the general public, regardless to wherever it's at. We must not allow them to install that kind of fear in us where we are afraid to run down the block. I say let's meet them where they are at. If that's the behavior they want to display toward us, we are people that believe in freedom, justice, and equality. And if they want to present this kind of behavior toward us, I say as black men, we must teach them by any means necessary that this behavior will not no longer be tolerated and there will be consequences to pay. And that's the bottom line to that. We are not going to give up our liberties and our freedoms. We're not going to stop jogging in our neighborhoods and in our, around our block. I say let's teach them a lesson that they'll never, ever forget. And every time it happens, let's let there be another lesson taught until they understand that we are no longer going to sit around and stand by and watch them to continue murdering our people and get away with it and think that they're going to get away with it. I say we need to stand up and be black men and black women and do something about it and bring an end to it immediately.
Black power. That sounds good, black power.
Continue to jog. Continue to jog down the street. Continue to walk down the street. And when they try some funny shit, guess what? Sometimes you got to do like Tupac say, ball first. Motherfucker going to try something, boom. And, you know, same thing with the police. You might have to whack a couple of them first. And then we already know how that's going to end up. We know how that's going to end up. They're going to try to charge you with something. But guess what? Some of us got to take the ultimate sacrifice. Just like our people in the beginning.
Until we get our neighborhoods under control, until we get our neighborhoods under our control, then that's going to be the solution. But until we get our neighborhoods under control, then that's going to happen. We're talking about after. We're not talking about the present. We don't have that shit right now. So until we get that shit right now, we can't talk like that. Let's be logical here. Let's not talk about Ahmaud Arbery like he didn't happen 2 years ago. 2 years ago. When was we going to stand up? We ain't stand up then, or did we stand up then? That's the point. Our neighborhoods are not safe for even us. So we who are in our neighborhoods have to protect our neighborhoods. So it's no more Ahmaud Arbery's. So that's the point. We got to stand up. But as we have already seen, Ahmaud Arbery has happened. Now Shed Ewing has happened. So therefore, we can't do nothing until we do something. We ain't good shit to provide neighborhood security yet. How many neighborhood patrols have you done? How many
we
have
gotta
we
be
done?
Ready.
It don't take much. All it takes is stand on the corner. You can stand on the corner like you selling drugs. You can stand on the corner. That's a perfect ploy to protect the neighborhood. You ain't got to sell drugs. You can sit on the corner four deep like you're selling drugs. And you're just watching and making sure nothing go down on your post. That's the patrolling. People sitting outside front of their house, 10 deep, that's a neighborhood patrol. You on your block. Next block over, have a communication with that block. That's what patrolling is. That's simple shit. You ain't got to go out here with guns every day, every time to protect the neighborhood. You can, but if you ain't got the gun, simple shit can happen. Black association. That's neighborhood protection. You got to be a part of this. We got to be a part of this. We can't talk like we ain't been good. We got to do it. Do it.
Let me tell you, brother.
If Ahmaud Arbery happens, now this other brother happened, this is the time. It can't be another one. So we have to go out there. Everybody is in a different location right now. Everybody in these different locations needs to step up 2 times a week, 4 hours a day. That's it. It won't be no more. It'll be a decrease easily.
Yesterday, I was not only patrolling in my own neighborhood, but I even went out my neighborhood into their neighborhood where our people are also located in full uniform, and that's what I do on a regular.
That's black power. Bring people with you. Say I'm going so people can go with you.
I would appreciate that.
You have to put organized.
We have to organize even, see, simple 2 days a week. That's two days, not four, not a job, just 2 days. If you take initiative to do 2 days, somebody else do 2 days. That's 4 days. That's a lot.
Well, I'm looking forward to having us out there on the street 7 days a week, every day, in the neighborhoods, coming up shortly, soon.
Eventually,
I am committed
eventually,
to that.
Eventually, we will. We got to start from scratch. We got to look at everything as half full, half empty syndrome. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got to look at it where even what we got to work with it.
And one thing I wanted to say on that is that we have to be prepared for battle out here as black people. All of us, we need to be prepared for battle at all times when we're out there, especially, like I say about jogging, that's pretty much, that's a, like when I'm patrolling, I'll be patrolling on my bike, you know, it's quite a, you know, few people you can look in on, you know, make sure everything's all good, you know, and just have to be prepared for whatever, though, you know. So if they coming, then or even if it's a wild animal, you know, because you have to be prepared for just about anything. So as I learned myself, I was telling Brother Ty the other day, I done cooled down now. As far as like I was about this dog coming at me. So, but now I got, hey, you know, gotta just bang him on his nose and shock him at the same time now. So, you know, he'll know what time it is or whatever it is, or whoever it is, so that we don't go down like that, you know. So when you walk over to somebody, as a matter of fact, I think Oklahoma's like that because for one, they had the massacre, Black Wall Street massacre in Oklahoma, and here it is, this is Norman, Oklahoma, where Shed Ewens gets shot at unarmed. And even when we were down there for the bicentennial, Black Wall Street bicentennial, 100-year anniversary, when we drove, that's a 20-hour drive, we rode down there. And I walked over to this car because I was talking to a comrade, and they said they was parked on a certain street. I went over to that street, and I didn't know which car it was. So I walked over this car, and it was white man's car. I thought it was, and here it is. I ain't go over it aggressively or anything like that. And he gonna take his gun and put it on his car seat, you know. But I'll leave it at that because I ain't gonna say what I said and all that. I said enough. Whereas, like, you know, please, you know, do what you do, you know, do what it do. Cause there's so many, we were going down there for armed protests, and that would be, that would be World War II if he wanted to set it off. But we wasn't there to set it off, but that could have been, see, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to set it off like that, set it off like Stone Mountain, where 2,000 strong. Set it off. We was at least 1,200 down there at the bicentennial. It looked like 2,000 to me. I don't know, but that's what the news said or whatever.
The news say you can double it.
Yeah, so they said 12, so maybe it was 2,500. You know,
yeah,
and all the formations weren't even there.
Hey, can I chime in on that right there? Hey,
yes, sir, Black Power.
Sometimes I feel more powerful when I'm by myself than having a lot of people around me because I know how fast I can move. You know what I'm saying? So if I decide to do something, I can attack 20, 30, 40, 50 people by myself. But let's just even erase that right now. Let's just say this right here. You're talking about having 2,000 people together, 2,500 people together. It don't take number one man to get in a little small helicopter that you can build yourself. and throw a little bomb out of the helicopter and drop it down on a whole bunch of people. So understand this right here. And the act of war is formless. So you don't gather up in a big group all the time. When you commit acts of war, sometimes you're scattered about and you don't form up and have. Man, if I walk into the club right now, let's say somebody did something. Let's say somebody did something to one of my little cousins, one of my female cousins, and it's about 30 dudes to be around them, and they in the club, and that's the only place I can catch them. I ain't gonna walk in with a big old group. Everybody gonna look at us when we walk through the front door. Who the fuck they coming against? Nah, I'm gonna walk in by myself. I'm gonna have somebody in that corner over there. Somebody in that corner over there, somebody right there, and I'm going to come in by myself. They're not going to notice me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to just sneak on up, do what I got to do. But then you can, if you got to, if you need some backup, then they can step in as needed. You don't always have to be in a group of 5,000, 2,000.
Well, I'm saying when you need your,
sometimes you need that, but you don't need that all the time.
To be prepared to mobilize on the moment's notice all forces at one time, you know? And and they have they did this thing and what was it, and Reagan did it, was one of them acts or whatever, he, you know, one of them things, whatever they do, the presidential whatever. But anyway, I looked it up and what it was, it says that when if a race, they said different categories, right? One of them was race war, and the other one was uprising, stuff like that. And what it said was that they had all these concentration camps that they were trying to revitalize, right? So that they could actually do black folks like they did the Japanese in World War II, where they rounded all the Japanese up and put all the Japanese in concentration camps. So what I'm saying is, in a real serious moment, act of I would say that would be governmental terrorism towards we the people, and totally going against the volition of we the people. So we would have to mobilize in mass forces like that in order to really, when they did that little stage thing down at the Capitol where they let them in because the president, he on the phone, was like, don't kill none of my folks, you know. My good old boys coming down there to the Capitol visit and raise hell up in the chambers of Congress, just hide the old bitch away so that she don't get killed. And, you know, it was all a setup, make it look like it's easy. Believe me, if it had been just a few of us, masses of us even, they would have came out shooting. They would have been opening up the doors and taking pictures with you. You know what I mean?
Perfectly put, Black Power. I like how you put that out there, because
Black Power,
you have to understand that certain mindsets are destructive when we talk about black revolutionaries. And we can't go out with the kamikaze, I want to just kill everybody mentality, because you're only going to make things worse for the whole entirety. We all have to be in a position to work together. One man can't take out this whole situation.
Oh, no, we can do it like that, Malcolm too, once we all together.
Malcolm didn't do it. Martin didn't do it. Marcus didn't do it. All by
they come at us,
Black Power.
Black Power. I was trying. You hit me. I mean, you really.
Hey, I agree with you, man. We don't need these kamikaze-style people doing that. And, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Sometimes it don't take a big group that's drawing so much attention. Sometimes it only takes a certain amount of force.
Yes, sir. And also, I just wanted to say that that's in the, like, in a war, in a war zone, you got your squads that you'll send one that way, and they'll bring it just like Brother Ty was saying, you know. And but believe me, they would never know about the forces that's coming around them while he's doing what he's doing, and then they've been surrounded at the same time by forces, you know, because that's the way that's the way we got wrong. And then I noticed how those race soldiers, they always form a L shape. They'll put the vehicles at one end, and then they'll go like up the sidewalk on one side, and then they'll go across on the other side. I say, oh, here they go with the L again. So I'm getting used to seeing that L. So just like on a chessboard, L versus an L, you know, a box. You know, L on one side, L on we got to know how to make an L as well. That's why we need to get mobilize the forces together and train and learn how to do this thing. You know, even when you're facing forces, if you're shoulder to shoulder, that never works. You got to be like up a step, like that, because if, say, somebody come from the left, right, and then somebody turn to get that person on the left, then all of a sudden your comrade is right there in your way. And then all the forces move together at the same time, like make that pivot, you know? So we got to know how to do that kind of thing, you know, how to clear a building, you know? Black Power. I'm sorry, brother.
Right.
LeBron.
Let me comment on this.
Captain Ryan.
Let me just say this. Listen, depending on the situation, will determine the type of force that's needed. And certain forces, depending on the training that the individuals have, sometimes you can take 5 men to do what 100 men can do, depending on the training that they have. And if it's necessary that you need to mobilize a large force, then a large force is needed. And everybody's moving in one unit toward the same goal. But it depends on the kind of situation, or depends on the purpose that you are achieving to aim. Like I said, if you have 5 men that's trained properly to handle a situation in a particular situation, then that's what you use 5 men. If it's 20 men needed to handle a particular situation, then you use 20 men. And sometimes it's required that you mobilize a large force depending on the your objective and your goal and what you're trying to accomplish. So all that works hand in hand. Sometimes, you know, it could be 1 man. Sometimes it can be 2 men. Sometimes it could be 3 men, and the number can go up or drop depending on what you're trying to accomplish at that particular time. So that's a decision that's generally made from the heads up to make that decision to achieve the objective that they're trying to reach.
You like that decision. You understand me now? I like that.
You said the heads up.
Right.
You said heads up. You see, it's more than one. But what I'm saying is, we're on Black Talk Radio. Why are we talking like that? You dig what I'm saying? No matter what the situation is, we have to talk about strictly uplifting, in a sense, that's like strategic. We can't get on Black Talk Radio and start talking strategic. That's my overall view. I feel like in certain times for that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to make sure this place ain't that time or that place to speak about certain things. So that's all I'm looking at. I'm looking at security.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from a perspective of security.
Well, that was more like a hypothetical.
Yeah.
That was more like a
hypothetical
if they come after all Black folks. Sorry, Black folks.
Like, that's the sense. Like, we have to make sure we carry ourselves. Like, Panthers have discipline. Panthers are humble. We have to watch our fucking mouths. A Panther is provoked. Only time a Panther attack is when he's provoked. What the new Black Panthers are? Self-defense. That's what we are. We have to make sure we carry ourselves like Panthers. We can't carry ourselves like we just thugs, gangsters, and don't know what to do with our intelligence. So So that's the message from over here, Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
That's right. It wasn't going to come a day when they, because I read that thing and it was saying something about if they enact it to be like what do you call it, martial law? Yeah, martial law. And the last thing on the planet that's going to happen on our watch is the rounding up of our people, and that's when I'm talking about that type of thing. And that was just a hypothetical because I know how a lot of people don't know how to pivot. And they would wind up not being prepared to protect all directions at the same time, you know. And sometimes a stealth tactic prepared for one person, because it's like you say, you know, just one person walking down the street, you don't really pay it no mind. And say a few minutes later, just another one person just walking down the street, you wouldn't pay it no mind. And it might be three, four of us on different sides of the street and not even paying no mind. Walking pretty much in the same cadence, just on a different side of the street, you know. It might be one up ahead, half a block, another one up ahead of him, half a block. You know, if you want to really do a stealth patrol like that, that's just an idea. So anyway, we just got to do some training. And I say have a mass mobilization number where all black people can call and mobilize the forces when the bell go off. You know, somebody got to be listening. Somebody got to be tuned in something. You know what I mean? I tell you what, the bells off, we'll all know. They'll be ringing the bell, so we won't have to worry about it. They'll ring the bell, but when we hear that bell, we need to have that blueprint. Say, this is what you do in a fire emergency. You know, the fire escape is over here. You know what I'm saying? In other words, and of course, we're not going to talk tactical on here, but, you know, whatever you need is over here and over there and over there. And you can disappear here, disappear there, get off the grid here, get off the grid there. And I'm just saying, if we just have to be prepared for that, because I see them pushing it to that, but by them having a broad daylight killing, you know, and no charges. So I see them pushing it in that direction. It's almost like a chess move. I see it like that for a brother Shed Ewan. Black Power. I'm gonna leave it at that. I ain't going to go too deep. We will. Black Power. National Chairman, you on there? Brother Ty.
Brother. Can you hear me?
South Carolina, yes, sir. South Carolina Chairman, the heart of a lion. I'm so glad that Shake got you, that our national chairman got you right there rolling with him. You know, so we appreciate you from the bottom of our heart. You know what I mean? Hell
that's
yeah!
What's up, man?
Say,
I appreciate
hell,
y'all.
Hell yeah! So you know, you got to be one of our trainers. You got to train them to say, "Hey, look, this is how you come in smooth." You know what I mean? And then stealth. Yeah, you say stealth class 101 right behind me, teaching y'all to push one hand and pull the other hand and always number net. For those who know. All right. Black Power. National Chairman, you with us?
Black Power. So now the critical cross-examination question. I am a black revolutionary.
Revolutionary.
On resolution and what is actually on your agenda for real and why. So we just wanted to pass that question around to the whole people we're working with in 2023. What do you plan to do with your portion of the agenda? And do you have a resolution, or is your resolution real and actually your agenda and resolution is one and the same? we're gonna pass that around and see what we're working with. Don't everybody chime in at once. Whoever wants to start it off, I'd like to hear from you on resolution and your actual agenda, and why is it that way?
Like the little, like Sister Yah said, the little kid said, if they don't give it to me, I take it, you know? And that's where I always felt about the grocery store. When I went in there with a whole all these groceries, rolling out the door with the cart. But I had to do what I had to do. And I'm just saying, sometimes you got to take it. You got to take what's theirs, you know? You got to take it. It's our inheritance anyway. If you put your foot on it, it belongs to you. That says that in the word, in the Bible. If you put your foot on it and claim it, it's yours. So I put my foot on their shit. I take your shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, integrate your neighborhood now. You know? Say, matter of fact, I see over here where I'm at. Since I've been around here, it's like, man, it's turning into nothing but black neighbors up here. Nothing but black neighbors. You know what I mean? And I was like, hey, but hey, ain't nobody comfortable putting up no Trump. All them little Trump signs is gone. You know what I mean? Especially like Brother Rodney say, when they see you coming through in the uniform. And you know, sometimes it'd be them T-shirts with the pants on it or something like that there, or the buttons on my bikes or something like that there. But you got to take their shit, you know, claim their shit. You know, I'm sorry, I mean shit. I want to say shit. Damn, I'm not saying shit, so fuck it, shit. Anyway, I just want to say take their shit in this way. Like Brother Ty is doing, like you do, Brother Ty. I'm inspired with that. As far as take their land, you know, and keep our land. Don't give it to them, you know, because that's where you can grow your vegetables and everything. But take their land, take their houses, you know, and flip that shit and give it to each other. Make sure each other got it, you know.
So
make
with
sure
that being said, goes, right there.
Yes, sir.
With that being said right there, one of my
yes,
gentlemen,
sir.
Before I forget, I don't mean to cut you off or nothing like that. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to pass a generational wealth down to the next generation. Are you prepared today, if you died, will your family be able to take care of themselves? Do you got life insurance? Do you got everything that's in your name, your cars, your houses? Do you got it set up to go to the right person, the responsible person in your family, or do you got it set up to where it'll go back to the white man? You got to set up where your family won't be able to fight over everything and then just sell it off for cheap, or you got to set up to where it's going to be, you know, positioned to where it can't go nowhere. For example, you can set your will up to where you can give the family a house, and the house can't be sold. They got to stay in the family. You see what I'm saying? So nobody can come along and just say, well, fuck it, let's sell it and split it up. They got to be a family house, like when you get together and do 4th of July or Kwanzaa get-togethers or birthdays or whatever like that. It never leaves the family. But anyway, everybody needs to set it up to where they got a living will, a will, and everything else. Set that up. That's one of my agendas right there, to make sure people know how to do what they need to do. And if they don't know how, I can show them what I know. And if I don't know how, then I got somebody that will show them even more than what I know. So that's one of my agendas right there. Building credit is one. Positioning yourself to be able to take care of family, that's another one. We're talking about doing all this and doing all that. Then we got a place we can house people, a place we can train people, a place we can put people up for a minute if we need to, or whatever we got to do. That's what I'm talking about, real moves, man, not just being out here talking. Now everybody needs to look at themselves, analyze themselves to see if it's something that they hadn't been doing that they can do. And it's hard to do that sometimes, to look at yourself. Sometimes you got to get around people and maybe criticize them, and then they can criticize you and tell you what you're not doing or what you're doing wrong or not doing or could be doing. But in a constructive
iron sharpens
kind of way.
Iron sharpens iron.
Right?
Oh, and your insurance. Like everybody should have their insurance going, make sure they got their beneficiaries on there. I've had mine on there for years, but
I mean, everybody should have that. And then also they have the insurance for your house. Whereas if you pass away or something like that there, then it's paid off and it goes to your beneficiary, you know. And that way you set, make sure your kids are set up, you know. And and then if you're smart about it, which I'm looking at the way you're doing it, you're like, oh, not just one now. That's just a start. That's just the start of things. And ain't going to use my money. Going to use their money. Going to use their money to do it, too. I'm like, man, sounds familiar. Sounds like me getting the house with no money down, the first one. But I had to flip that because of financial difficulties. But I'm just saying, this is round two. You know, round two, I ain't taking the okie doke. The okie doke was they was waving money in front of me, saying, take the money. See, that's where that's another thing people need to know. When they wave the money in front of you, say, take the money, take the money. Don't take it. Don't take it. See, I took the money and lived off of it, you know. Yeah, I was like, I was like, what? They going to offer me what? I said, let me hurry up and sign a check before they realize what they did, you know. Yeah, I was a straight sucker. It's like selling me a TV, brand new in the box, you know. And you get said brother gave it to me on the corner. He said brand new in the box. I take it home, open it up, and goddamn cinder block. You know what I mean? So you know what I'm saying, don't go for the okie doke. These banks, they offer you money. They be like, here you go, we'll give you a loan to fix your house up. When you can just go ahead, take your time and fix your own house up, you know? Unless a roof or something like that. We can do that too for real. But I just say, okay, I'll go ahead and let them do the roof, you know. And they try to give you the okie doke on that. One place, they just doubled the money that I wind up getting from this other place. Good thing I called a whole bunch of places to find out what was up, you know. So and then I plan to flip this joint eventually, Airbnb it, flip it, do whatever it takes, Brother Ty. I'm sure you're going to show me what to do. Cause this, I need another one. I want one with a garage.
I ain't no expert in what works for me in my area, and what works for me may not work for you, and what go on in your area. And that's the whole thing we all got to do.
About getting one down
talk
there.
About different situations.
I was thinking about getting one down there.
Up out of your, man, as I was in New York walking around in different places and going to different neighborhoods, I know that's not the New York that it used to be. You see what I'm saying? So don't always leave and run to the South for cover and leave and go to different places. Sometimes you got to stand your ground where you at. And, yeah, it's going to cost more. They're going to surround themselves around you or whatever, but sometimes you just can't leave, man. You got to stand right there and just pay that higher rent.
I want to flip them. I don't want to be stagnant. I like this one, but I want to just start flipping houses. That's what they do to get economic wealth. And then when they leave this world, they leave five houses to five kids, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Black power. So I just heard New York, you know, that's where we at. So I understand the gentrification has swept our nation, and the unification is just going to make us grow stronger. So we also got to know that whenever we in areas where people may be, such as myself or Black Lightning, we have to touch in or check in and say, yo, Brother Karan, I'm in New York City. Just going to shout you a holler, you know? So that's how things work. Because if you was here and I'm here, we could have put something together and did something for the community that day. So that's why we got to go places and let people know, like, yo, I'm touching down. Like, if I go to South Carolina, I would call Brother Ty, call Brother CJ. Like, yo, I'm going to come down there, see what's going on. So that's what it takes. We got to be doing more of that. It don't look like we want to do more than that if we're doing stuff like going places and not shouting and checking in with Black people that's on the same Black page. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. And I was looking for your number, too, and I think I got the incorrect spelling of your name. And then I just one thing led to another, man, and then before you knew it, the sun was coming up. But I thought about you, too, when I was digging around for your number. Yep, you're absolutely right. We got to check in, though. We go to different places.
That's the unification right there. So that's the unification that we all got to show whenever we go on the road, because we got to have black up. You dig? We want to be able to
black right, that's right.
anything, everything, ever. You feel me? So, and then you got to look at it like me being on a national level. You are coming up, and that's like a responsibility I got to take full responsibility for. You know what I mean? Because you're under the command. So if something was to go wrong, I'm like, damn, I didn't even know the brother was up here. You feel me? So just make sure we always stay strong, because we talk on the phone and it's just talk. But the struggle is forever. It's real. It don't want to be forever. I don't want it to be forever. But, I mean, this fight we have to fight, we got to stay together. Even though everybody bump heads, that's because we all black people and we can't all be on the same page all the damn time every day.
Right.
Ain't no way, because you ain't my wife. You understand? Like, you ain't my wife. That ain't my wife. So we all got to understand. We got a black page. We got to stay on that black page. We might have other shit we do, but that page got to stay black. We can't compromise our black page. We can't let shit happen on our black watch. You dig? We can't let shit happen on our black watch. So we got to make sure we unify.
Put one on the end. Put one back on the end part back there.
Sure. Yeah. It's the responsibility of us to be our brother's keepers. You know?
Black power.
Yeah. Especially up in here. Because we were, I mean, I like to say when we take care of our families and babies and make sure that they got food and shelter and, you know, and toys and whatever, you know, all the other stuff. Go on with that list forever. I'm just saying, take care of the family first, you know, so that they'll be behind you. And when it is time to be boots on the ground, you know, it's a, you know, so you get a, you never know when it's a fast hug, goodbye. It could be a hug, I'll see you in a little while, or it could be a hug, goodbye. We never know when we hit the ground, you know. We hit the ground
running,
right. You know, so.
That's right. And this is bigger than family. This is bigger than family.
You know?
Yeah, this is bigger than family, because everybody in your family ain't a panther. If you tell people in your family you're a panther, what the hell you want to be a panther for? Because they don't feel like you. You got people on this line that feel like you. You go outside right now and tell people how you feel, they're going to look at you like, man, you need to go to work. Leave them crazy niggas alone. Go get you some money. But everybody don't think like that. That's why we on the same line together. That's it. Because we got the time to take our time to give it to each other. The people that don't feel black like us, they don't got no time for us. No time. They can't. Like they got to go to work. Or they think it's just too much. It's too much. You don't want to upset white folks. We are the people that are okay with upsetting white folks. We are the people that are okay with loving black people. That's what we are. And
that's
not
right.
afraid to show it. We black and proud over here. Them niggas, they not black and proud. They don't want to be called black.
No shit.
Don't call me black. Oh, my God. That's fighting words, some niggas. They'll break a whole definition. They'll bring a whole dictionary to you why they ain't what they is. Identity crisis. Niggas is out their damn mind. But we know better. We okay with being called black. We know what black means. We not scared of you calling us black. So when we in the same page, on the same black page, We got to stick together. Even if you bump heads, all right, get over it. Period. Black power.
Black power. That's right. We got to stand together like family, you know, like family picnic. Believe me, you know what I mean?
And hey, believe me, like a family. Mr. Arbor said, like Mr. Arbor said, what's some of the agendas that we're going to do for 2023? Everybody go around and tell what they want to do for the agenda for 2023, something you want to do, approve on, or whatever that case may be.
Yeah, we got to get a black patrol in our neighborhoods 2 days a week, 4 hours a day. That's my initiative. I said that from jump when I got on the phone, and I said that for the new year. So I was already thinking black power.
Black power.
Black power.
We got some switchblade on the line. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Well, y'all go ahead. I mean, I'm right back.
Black power. Make sure we get out here and put our boots on the ground, put our guns on our hip, and go out there and just shoot the shit on the corner looking like a threat. That's a threat. That's a good threat. It looks like a threat. If you got these guns, go out there with the same gun. Take your whole organization, your chapter, wherever y'all be at, and go on them corners. That's the order from the field marshal department. If you don't do it, you breaking the rules. You ain't following the rules. That's the initiative. Black power.
Yeah, black power, beloved. We are certainly appreciative of all of those who have decided to apart from their families tonight and missed the bar mitzvah and brought the soccer mom to Black Power Radio. We're certainly thankful for all the input that we've received tonight. And if anybody had in, that was just such a pressing issue for those that are truly alphanumerically at heart, you have the mic. If you have something that you know should have been said in 22, but you're definitely going to see it in 23. Here's your opportunity to drop it. And I do mean drop it like it's hot. Yeah. Okay. What that pressing thought or idea, your very peculiar form of individualism, we would like to hear from you on this subject of what is a resolution. And what is your agenda? See, a black man will usually have something in agenda, and that's in the coming of 2023 and why. Mm-hmm. So go right ahead and talk black to us if you got – somebody's out there got a mic. Go ahead. Okay. Okay, we've got 301. Are you there, Black Lightning? We've got 864. Are you there, Brother Ty, the Chairman Ty out of South Carolina?
Can y'all hear me? One of my agendas. Yeah, one of my agendas is going to be, like I said earlier, we got to awaken some of our people as far as we got the Klan and we got the media. We got different people trying to tell our young women, oh, at the hospital now after they have a baby. Oh, you need to go in and get your tubes tied. How many babies you got? You need to get your tubes tied. Try this birth control right here. Anything that alters your body, that's a drug right there. Birth control is a drug. The definition of a drug is anything that changes the way your body works or feels. That's a drug right there. Birth control, you don't supposed to use that. Be natural. If you ain't, hey, look, go buy the great book. Get you a guide of some type. It ain't got to be the guide that I got. Get you some kind of guide and get a guide and go by that guide that you got. That way you can just do it by abstinence or you can do it with a partner, a significant other. That way you don't got to use birth control because to change the way your body works, it make you fat, it make your metabolism change, it make your thyroid change, it make your blood pressure change. Beware what you're taking to your body. Take in plenty of water. That's what heals your body. Water, 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 natural things, vegetables. You know what I'm saying? And oxygen. Exercise is the way you bring oxygen into your body. Do those things right there. Stop taking birth control and stop letting people make you think that you're not supposed to be having kids. You're supposed to be fruitful. You're supposed to be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to get a significant other and have kids and be fruitful and multiply. Just because they can't do it, they want to make you think that it's ideal to have one kid, two kids. You know how hard a white person got to try to have kids? They got to count their fertility days. They got to take vitamins. They got to eat tuna on this day, celery on this day. They got to say, okay, they got to have a clock ready. All right, nut at me now. It's the perfect time. And all that. We have babies on accident. We got to stop going by their way of life and their culture. Awaken our people, our young ladies and our young men, to stop using birth control and different means of stopping our birth, slowing down our birth rate.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to have a baby, don't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right?
Black Power, I got that question. I got somebody that would like to answer that question that's going around. Can you repeat it one more time, Brother Ty? The question that's on the table.
Can we awaken our people to get them to stop taking on man's way of life, where they want us to only have one or two kids, and where they want us to take birth control and different means of killing ourselves before we move? Can we awaken our people?
Sir.
That's my question.
Black Power. I'm saying the original question that Akbar had asked, your 2023 goals and how you plan to achieve them. If you want to, she was going to give her insight on that. Black Power,
this Karad. I just wanted to say, Sister Bree wanted to say something when Sister Yah get a chance after she finished. Black Power.
Black Power.
Oh, okay. Am I allowed to speak at this time?
I think Sister Bree is coming on the line.
Okay.
No. After you, Sissy. After you.
Well, I assume I'm the elder. Black Power, let me know when I'm allowed to speak and I'll speak.
Go right ahead. She said
ahead. I don't want disrespect. What I think is best for us is for us to come together united. We stand, because how are we going to achieve that? It's through real unity and real love. We got to do that. We can't get Black Power without Black love and Black unity. And so I look at one of the first things that we need to do is to be able to feed ourselves so that we can free ourselves. Through land, we'll be able to produce our own food. Through land, we'll be able to build shelters for our people. Through land, we'll be able to produce the goods and services that we need. With land, we'll be able to educate and institute our own educational system and government system. So that's what I believe. And I trust God for it, because when God gives you a vision, he also provides provision. That is why someone as great as Dr. Umar Johnson, he's had a vision, that we will have built our own institutions and that we will educate our own children. This is a vision, and God has provided the provision for this vision. So we have to support those who are visionary enough to step boldly enough and to step out on it and believe in it and manifest it. So if we believe what we're doing and it's a righteous thing, then it will be manifested through our belief. And we got to walk it out. And we got to trust God. and he will not give you a vision without provision. So that is my message. And again, I want to thank you all for having me on Black Talk Radio. Haven't been on since Hashim passed, and you know, in that morning, I miss him so much. You know, but I'm glad you all kept on keeping it on, and you know, and I wish all of you the best. And whatever you're doing, do it to your best, and do be righteous about what you do. As long as you don't have evil and hatred in what you're doing. But if you're being righteous and you're being in tune with the Creator, God will provide for you what you wish. He says, if my people, he says, he's talking about the believers, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he said, whatever you ask, it shall be given unto you. I'm just, you know, translating. But that's real. So, you know, we gotta do that. Because if we're going into 23 with hatred, revenge, and jealousy, we'd be going around the same circle. But if we say, I choose love over hate, I chose unity over disunity, and when we put that together, watch and see what happens for us as a people. We will be victorious in 23. Black power.
Black power, black power. The national chairman, national chairman, I got a surprise for you on the line. Just chimed in from Los Angeles. I don't know if she's still on the line. Sister, our national minister of justice, Dr. Truth, are you on the line?
Black power. Black power.
Yes, I'm on the line.
After Karan's I just wanted to make sure that you were still there. Sister Bree, minister National Field Marshal's beloved is on the line waiting to chime. All right, Black Power.
Black Power, I just wanted to chime in and say something that was important in regards to what was said about, you know, of course, not going along with just saying I'm not going to have any more kids and wanted to, of course, keep the line and build our generations. But something that I don't mind is not just building without the right mindset, right? Because I'm a therapist. I'm a speech therapist. And I come into these homes and I see that these kids, all the kids that were there during the pandemic, all the love making from the pandemic, all these kids are suffering because nobody was talking with them. Nobody was engaging with them. The parents are engaging in a society that is not built for them, and they put the expectations on the kids to follow suit and live this fast-paced life, right? Build work together, build love, like, you know, Sissy Arthur, like everyone is saying, but also come from a perspective of knowing the right things that you want to teach your children, knowing the right things as a family so that you can come with the right mindset and raise children the right way, right? Teach your children how to function properly from a young age, right? We can see that on the other side, the enemy side, these kids are way more equipped at three than some of the kids that I'm working with. I'm dealing with families that their children are three and communicating like they're 6 and 9 months old, as opposed to other families and other homes where I see the kids are three and the parents are hectic, frantic, but the kids is only a few months behind. It's important for us to be mindful of what's important here, understanding what you want to keep in mind for your children. If we don't have the right mindset for the future, our future is going to go ahead and have no sense of direction. So understanding that, yes, we can come together, we can make love, we can build, we connect. But if we're doing that in vain or with no intention of what we know we're going to do ahead of that, it's going to come with no purpose, and it's going to lead to worse than good. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Sister Justice, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
So it's been a great atmosphere. I'm glad to see that people chime in and they do speak, and you need to do it more often. We need to do it more often. Now, what I'd like to see in 2023 everyone has a different function. Everybody has a different talent. Doesn't matter what organization or group that you're in, you must have a plan of action. You must have a plan of action. We must have structure. You must have fundraising, just basic stuff. It's not right for one person to be burdened with that, bring it to the table, and then everyone's MIA. And then yet we want to call ourselves a team. It, on what planet? It hadn't worked. I want to see us work. I want to see us prosper. Everybody has a different function. So if you want to run the street because you're used to the street, all right, collaborate in the street. When it comes time for coming to the table, putting stuff together, plans together, agendas together, blueprints stolen back from the oppressor, back to our table, and no one's reading it, no one's forwarding it, we're not consistent, we got other things to do, okay. But don't call us a team or a group or organize anything without structure. And so I want to see more participation from everybody. You have a national position, then you have responsibility to chime in and respect others, whether you like them or not. Finish the assignment, whether you like them or not. The blueprint that was given, that half of the people grudgingly finished, but finished nonetheless, I commend you. For those who have not even begun to even start or figure out the importance of particular questions that were given. Why do I gotta learn? Think about your children. Our children are not at this table. You gotta think about it. Our very own children are not even at this table. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about why? Don't you know that our children are the first line of Panthers to want to take over what we're doing, but they can't understand no organized structure? I want to make sure I make myself very clear. We have to think about our children who are not relative to us being at the same table as their mother and father. Ask yourself why. You see, my position as Minister of Justice is not to be taken lightly. Everybody has a function. That function cannot function without a team. This is not a one-person a battleground here. You have to have someone that is putting together plans on behalf of the team. You have to have someone financially knowing how to fundraise, to put money in the till for travels. This donate the Cash App is not cutting it when we are all going through some type of struggle. Does it make sense? If one of us was a millionaire, we will be able to finance everything that we're doing, but we're all working class people. So we cannot keep taking from each other when there's a blueprint on the table to do something different. It's challenging. And it's challenging to do things you're not used to doing. But if you're the first one to say that I want to learn, but you rather party the night before and not attend the meeting, then shut your mouth. Because your children are watching you. Your children is who I work for, but they're not at the table. So I have to deal with the elders and the adults at the table. While our kids are out there, they rather have the rap moguls. They rather have Clubhouse. They rather have hip-hop artists. They rather have these thugs that are teaching them because it's relative to their lifestyle. And when we say this is what the kids need, they need to see you at the table doing these things so they can be at the table too. That is what I want us to see for 2023. I'm tired of talking to us. I am tired of talking to us. We are set in our ways.
We have our own mindset of how we want to do things, and it hasn't been working for the youth. So let's think about the youth this year. If you have a daughter and you're not relative to what she's going through, ask yourself why and do it. Put yourself aside for a second and do what's best for the team. Until we get to where we need to get to, then you can go dolo and do what you want to do. But don't ever, at this stage of the game, where we are literally in a war zone, have the audacity to party while you got your teammates preparing your agenda for tomorrow's meeting. And you can't even get up. You're slumped over. So is it fair to your other teammates who don't drink? Is it fair to your other teammates who literally don't have the luxury of relaxing and partying? Don't be a hypocrite at the table and think that your kids are not watching you. See, the Panthers need to be filled with our young people. Hip Hop Fraternity, Ken Ivy, he's relative to the young people, but they're still out there. Hip-hop is probably the one of the most disrespectful platforms. But if it's relative to the youth, then that's what we got to use. But no matter what we do, black family, you cannot do it if we don't have a plan. And if you're not the one writing the plan, then you need to sit down and listen to the plan and execute it. You see how that works? You see how the oppressor is so successful in oppressing us? Because no matter how disrespectful they are to each other, they have one common goal. They make sure they achieve that goal, and they meet with each other 24 hours, 7 days a week to make sure that they continue to steal, rob, and destroy us. But the moment that we have a plan amongst ourselves, half of us begrudgingly don't do it. Half of us want to complain. Half of us don't show up. Half of us got other things to do. Half of us, I got my family. I got my family things to take care of. Okay, but do you know what's best for your family is a plan. Do you know what's best for your children is structure? Did you know that? That's the best thing that they want from mommy and daddy. It's something that they can say, oh, I understand what they're doing. Let me be at the table. They're ready, but they can't do it because they don't see us completing assignments, as small as it may be. Do it. So every Sunday, we have a leadership meeting at 2 p.m. That is what the extent of the energy that the Department of Justice will get. You can be there or be not there. It's up to you. But the plan remains the same. There is a plan, a black family. And if you want to join that group, call 1-866-548-0521. 1-866-548-0521. Whether you're a man or a woman, if you don't have a plan that you're actively bringing to us right now that we can execute, you need to sit down and listen and execute the plan that is given. I'm out here in these political arenas not because I love it. I lost my son in 2009. He would have been 26 this year. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do to make sure that he would be alive today. And that's real talk. And I never spoke about my son, ever. Unless I absolutely have to. But he comes every day to me. Kingdom James Hernandez, gunned down at 13 years old, didn't even have time to reach his 14th birthday. What I would have known now is what I wish I would have done then. I wish I would have figured out why the streets that my son was living in were so gangster, unorganized, and dangerous that he became a casualty of the streets. So I had to find out how these streets are the way they are, the information that I have for my black family. Oh, I'm a Panther for life, but I am black first. And when this country don't like us because they can make money off of us. You damn Skippy, that we must have a plan to combat it. And I can guarantee you, black family, it ain't talking and it damn sure ain't marching in the street. Before that even happens, you got to have a plan. What is your plan? Can you email it to me? Just a sentence or two. How do you achieve those plans? How can we achieve those plans? That's what I like to see. Because don't you know that the oppressor knows when we don't know shit? Blackface. Don't you know that the oppressor knows that we ain't got a plan? Don't you know that they know that? So why are we going to continue to lie to ourselves and act like that we got some revolutionary blood in us when we ain't got a plan of action that we're growing into? If we don't know something, the best and the most intelligent, the most sexiest thing about a man is when they say, I don't know something, I want to learn. Don't you know intelligence is the sexiest thing on a man? But when you say you know and you do and you don't have a plan behind it, you are lying to your kids, you are lying to your wife, you are lying to the people that love you the most. Because they're saying, I don't see any difference. Why do you think Martin Luther King still had to march for justice, even though he had a platform of 100,000 plus on any given day? Why do you think Malcolm X still had to fight by any means necessary, even though he knew that we had the power within ourselves? So the right still has to continue. You may not have to like the person's voice. You may not have to even like the way they talk. But if the person has a plan and say, here's a plan, black family, this is what we got to do to achieve it, how dare you not be at that table executing that plan? How dare you? But you want to talk about hiding in the trees and dropping bombs, and you got your kids listening to this nonsense, and we're wondering why they depressed? You wondering why our kids are suicidal? Because they're tired. They cannot say anything. They don't have a choice in their parents. My son didn't have a choice in having me as his mama. And whatever I did to let my son down, I got to pay the price for it every day of my life. But when he comes and he says, Mama, this is what we should have done, you think I'm not jumping on it? Making sure that my black family got the same blueprint. Let's not go on lying to each other. We all have a talent that God has given us. We all can do the same thing. That's right. But when there is a plan at the table, that surpasses everything. Because life takes over, black family. Every day, something will happen that will make you not have the time to do something you need to do. You got to make that decision, though. Because this time next year, we want to have our young people at that table creating their own governance by self-determination. 2 years talking about it is not going to do nothing to our kids bringing them at the table. I don't work for you. I work for the children. I don't work for me. I work for these kids out here because they don't have structure. So I do say in love, action speaks a lot louder than words. You cannot fool your peers anymore. They know that we ain't got a plan because ain't shit executed. So we got to stop playing games right now. Whatever vices we got aside for a second and start writing, start becoming computer literate. It is not an excuse anymore. The reason why they're telling us to stop having babies is because we're overpopulated by at least 2 billion people. If you watch the news, they are progressing. by making sure that we are depopulated. So the first thing that they want to do is execute every single black person on this earth. And when we don't have the groundwork, when we don't have the land, when we are not finding out who owns property sitting in my city year after year, sitting in my city, how can we talk about land acquisition when we're not even trying to learn who owns the land? That's next door to me. So do you think I want to keep talking about this is what we got to do? Huh? I'm tired of talking to us. We ain't got nothing spectacular to offer. So we need to stop lying to ourselves. Bring something different to the table. Pull your weight, because what you do affects the whole team. So our national chairman, highly respected, takes the first step and everybody else follows. That's how we do things. Don't take people's time for granted, because after me, I promise you, there is no one that's going to tolerate the shit and the nonsense in the love that I have for my people the way that I do. I promise you that. I promise you that. That I ain't lying. So if I'm willing to still stay at this table, guess what? We're going to have to toe the line. Because it's your children that I work for, and I don't know them yet. I haven't met them yet. So let me know when that's going to happen.
Black power.
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 All right.
Black power. Black. Do that, sister. 10 black powers.
Right on.
Black power.
Black power.
She deserves 10 black powers for that. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
And all praises
to Black power.
Ever
right
thankful
on.
To every one of you that contributed to Black Power Radio tonight. And if there's something that you must press that mic button, that you wanted to say all of 2022 that you didn't get to say, I mean, I'm just saying to you, now is the time. Exactly like it's hot before we close out.
Black Power,
let me drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's
Black
hot.
Power.
Here we go. Here we go. Freestyle off the top. Black Power, everybody. The initiative for your community is to protect your community. That is the first thing first. We can be doctors, lawyers, bankers, but if we get stopped by police unjustly and get brutalized, we have no defense. So we have to first stand up against our open enemy and our own people who are our enemies, who walk like us, talk like us, and even in our same circles. We have to make sure that they walk what they talk. We don't want everybody to just start talking and not be walking. See, track record speaks for itself. 2013, I came into the new Black Panther Party, maybe under a disguise of who I was really with. But guess what? I still stayed and told the line, stayed in touch, in communication, and willing to listen and take orders. So when it comes to taking orders, I have no problem. I just want to see who I'm taking orders from first. Let me see your track record. You show me something, then we can talk. But if you're from 4,000 to 5,000 miles away, you never came on East Coast territory. You never came to nothing in New Black Panther Party other than what's in your state. That's not acceptable. So, therefore, if anyone has anything they're thinking about Quran not putting boots on the ground, they're just jealous, and they haven't even done half of what I've done. So that's for anybody on this line, on this network, whoever believes what they talk and think they talking the right.
So I'm going to let you keep talking from 2022. I vow to never let nobody talk about Quran in a way that Quran know they're wrong. So I would like to let everyone know my email address is my first and last name, Quran Sutton, Quran Sutton, at yahoo.com. That's my mama's name. She gave it to me. I ain't changing it. I ain't got to be nobody else. I'm comfortable with who I am. And I'm comfortable with anybody from the new Black Panther Party sending their reports of them doing two nights a week, 4 hours per shift reports. So that's what I have to bring to the table in 2022. If you're talking about me, talk about me. Say my motherfucking name, Black Power.
Black Power. Well, everybody on here is in unity. So, Black Power, National Chairman. Nobody threw the Cash App out, but we're going to throw it out. But we still got the even better, like Sister Truth was saying, we have a link that we should be throwing out there on our Facebooks and stuff so that they can give a sizable contribution.
Black power to that. We want to say this, Black Lightning, I'm supporting you 1,000%. We need to help get Black Lightning a vehicle. We need to, in 2023, Black Lightning needs a vehicle. Make Black that power. Our top priority. This is a top man. Anytime anything goes down, he puts his what? Life, time, and possessions on the line. So in 2023, I don't give a fuck what nobody talk about. If Black Lightning ain't got no vehicle, what are we doing? Black power.
Black power. Well, throw the Cash App out. $77Bakers. 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 That'll keep the Black Power Radio hot. And y'all can throw a note on there for the vehicle fund. The new Black Panther, the MBPP Black Panther bus. The Black Panther bus for us. So we can mobilize
right.
The
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Black to you, our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
We stated
Harambe.
Harambe. You should give about seven.
Harambe.
Harambe.
How many times? Harambe.
Seven. Harambe.
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 That's the one we hold.
Harambe.
Harambe.
All right. Well, my resolution is to establish a state of our own, and I see it as a resolution, but nevertheless as a task of bringing about self-government is not an easy task by any means. And we have enough like-minded people to do it or not just pull it off. But is the will of the people, do they have revolution in their heart? Do they have government in their hearts and minds? They have never come under nationhood. As the Nation of Islam, we traded as a nation, not as an organization, not as an institution, because we have built an institution here at the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. Guys, we don't realize the power and the strength until we flex the muscles a little bit, and then we realize the value and the value system in what we have. And this is a goal that has always been in my mind to test the waters. What does it mean to succeed away from an established order of government? If it comes in conflict with the will or the volition of we the people, if you are met with public deception, met with multiple forms of malfeasance,
multiple forms of abuse of power, then you have no choice when it comes down to justice. It has often been tried but never denied. And justice delayed is not just denied, it's just justice moves on its own momentum, on its own pace. But it is a divine promise from the Lord of all the worlds, from the God of the universe, that we must have justice. And we stand for justice. And we're in the streets, we ask, what do we want? We say what? Justice.
Now, justice.
What do we want?
Now.
Now. And then how are we going to get it? And that's
by any means necessary. By any means necessary. By any means necessary.
Necessary. And that is the justice that you have. You must have self-determination as a revolutionary. You must have self-determination as a freedom fighter. And as a black revolutionary and a black freedom fighter, you must have triple down, cover down on your self-determination, cover down on your commitment to deliver we the people into better circumstances. When we've been given the ball in 23, that those governments really have failed us all over the world. The melanated people government has failed us of all these nations. You and your fight for Ukraine giving up money, hard earned tax money to Ukraine, but go over there and get caught and trapped and say, well, I don't like this war, so it's time for me to leave. You got to stand in line and you got to stand behind the white man in order to leave the Ukraine. So all governments have failed us all over the earth. Now, what? Now that you have it, what are you going to do with it? And that is the ultimate question. It's the ultimate pressing. Now, the ball is in your court to move it forward to the end zone or to stay there and get beat down and turn the ball over. And I'll say that in closing tonight. And if no one has any other pressing issue that we said must be managed, must be dealt with, we're about to close. Do we have any spiritual advice from anybody that would like to close us in prayer?
Yes. Before we terminate, I want us to really look at the Reparations Task Force Committee that's happening here in California. We need to be in the front line of this. When I tell you, the Reparations Task Force don't have a clue on what we really need. This is why they keep discussing it for the second year in a row. The Reparations Task Force will end in July 2023. Gives us at least 6 months to be ahead of that table, because this is a federal issue concerning all black persons, especially those of descendants of slaves in this country. Everybody, every state is discussing reparations in some way, some form right now. And God is promising us in 2023, we're going to get it. That's only the first step. It's not just about receiving monetary payment. It's about implementing policy and legislation. That's what they don't have. And that's what we have right here at this table. For us to complete the necessary legislation for this country to recognize us is not what we're looking for. It's for them to repay the damage that they know they cause our children, our children's children, and our ancestors before us. So I will give you the updates concerning the Reparations Task Force. The next meeting will be in San Diego, January 27th and 28th. And I want us Panthers to be at the head of that table. Not the Moors or anyone else. The Panthers need to be at the head of this table. Because it was the Panthers that started a political party, not the Moors or any other group. A political party is what the Panthers started in 66. We must continue the political lane that was given to us and complete it. So I ask that we do take the time throughout your busy work week to focus on legislation. What do you want to see in those law books? We need to have an anti-black hate crime bill. They're going to do it. But we have to be at the table to know what to say to make sure that it's done expeditiously. We cannot allow the two or three white people that they have on this committee to decide what is paid to us, what is owed to us. That's what's at the table right now. The person that is coming up with the monetary housing disparities, which is the only number that they came up with, $569 billion for black Californians, $223,000 per person. The person that came up with that is a white man. He's not even a native of America. He's a German professor teaching at a university. And because he's been speaking on black issues for so long, they elected him to be the numbers guy. That's embarrassing, black family. We should never allow any other race or any other nationality to speak upon the needs that we have built with our blood, sweat, and tears for them to implement a number value. That's our job. But we can't do it unless we're at the table understanding what the logistics are. And logistics is the name of the game. Data is the name of the game. So I urge each and every one of us to study and show ourselves approved, not to take things personal. This is nothing personal here. Absolutely nothing personal. It is a team effort. That means each and every one of us do what we can in our capacity in the city that we're in. And when it's time for us to come together that one time a week, that we bring it to the table. That's how we grow. It's no rocket science to it. So I need all the hard talk and the hard walk to sit down for a second and to reflect on really what am I bringing to the table logistically that we can work on to grow on. And I guarantee you, black family, we will see success before it is time. But if we do not do it this way, we will always have that once or twice a week where we come unprepared and we have one or two people carrying on the burden, and then everyone else live their best life during the week. That is not how we're going to grow, black family. So please, I ask for our children's sake to let's have some structure. The federal dollars is our dollars. It's sitting there waiting for us. That is not the white man's money. These taxes are not the white man. This is our money. That's why reparations is becoming stronger every day, because they're realizing that they can't function without us. We are the number one consumers in everything. Black people, we are the number one consumers in everything. That's why they come to our neighborhoods and set up shop, but they won't even hire us. So this is where I say now is the time that we have to self-reflect on what my strengths are, what my weaknesses are, and come together so we can balance each other out. Because we're not here because we don't love each other. We're here because we love each other. That is a given. But we must finish the work by doing it in action. And this is school. So I'm not a teacher by any means or a leader by that means. I am a student learning every day what we need to do. But we need a team on the same mind frame executing those actions. So the Reparations Task Force should be first and foremost. I'll be putting out a couple of videos from the past reparations meetings so you can get an idea of what the talking points are, who the people are. And this 9-member task force, let them know that the Panthers are first and foremost, and then we're still alive in these streets. But we have to come together behind the scenes and take over politically. Believe me when I tell you, Black family, it's not easy being a punching bag for the oppressor. But I wear it proudly because I know there's an end result that will happen because of it. So we must stand on righteousness. We must stand at the foot of our Lord, of our God, spiritually. And then physically, he'll give us the strength, and mentally, he'll give us the wisdom. And that's what the Lord wants for us, because he's already given us the keys to the promised land. Because here, go and take it. He's making sure certain oppressors are dying off. We had so many deaths on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. You have the Pope. You think he died on New Year's? For no reason, the day before New Year's. Barbara Walters, one of the top broadcasters that created the broadcast system, died on New Year's. Then we have our local rapper, Blood Sacrifices, continue in the world of rap and hip hop, the most disrespectful platform to Black people. Gangsta Boo was sacrificed on New Year's Day. This is real stuff that they're making sure that we're dying off, and we must be two steps ahead of them. We must be two steps ahead of them. We must replace this derogatory music with conscious ones. Where are our conscious musicians at? Where is the learning curve to teach our kids that these rappers are not your teachers? Twitch. We lost him because we didn't have a platform in the Black community for him to thrive the way he would in the oppressor's camp. And they didn't want him there. They just used him, and when he was done, off with his head. To this day, we don't know what really happened to Twitch. But he's one of many revolutionaries out there that needs a platform, that needs a circle, that needs a team of Black empowerment 24 hours, 7 days a week for him to prosper their talents in. And that's all I really want to leave with us. And again, I say this in love. I say this in love. We must be about it. Behind the scenes, raise that money, get our funding so that we can fly across the country on a whim when we need to be. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when we close our eyes, Black family, for that one last time, we must ask ourselves, have we really lived? Have we really lived the life we're supposed to in order to bring the change? If ever our eyes do close for that last time. So with that being said, all power to the people.
Power to the people. Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Power.
and a strong black military to black to call for justice and black power at this hour. We thank you for joining us on Black Power Radio. And we'll be back next Sunday and next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Black Power Radio. Thank you. And with all that has been said, all we can say, my. Did Marvin Gaye say it best? Certainly. Hoping for.
I'm going to bed.
Okay. I'm going to get out of
bed. Yeah, please be welcome.
I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Comfort your level.
Yeah, I got
it. Yeah.
That's what I got right now.
Sure.
Get
your level. Yeah.
Get my neck. What's this? My neck. Oh.
In your car? You were?
Bless.